Time for the new Beulah Show, starring Amanda Randolph as...
Beulah, a gal who hopes Santa Claus will pull a husband out of the sack for me. Because if he don't, I'll be the one who's left holding the bag.
Yes, sir, it's the new Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood.
Love that man.
Keep your eye on the clock and your dial on CBS Radio, and soon as the minutes tick by, St. Nick and CBS Radio will be ready to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And to make your Christmas even merrier, CBS Radio has some bright and shiny comedy hits all wrapped up for happy weekend listening. You'll meet the amusing characters who entertain you all year long with some bright holiday programs. You'll meet Millie over most of these same stations later tonight. She's a white-collar girl whose Christmas stocking is packed with a package of laughter. You'll also meet Junior Miss, who's dreaming up some hilarious holiday hijinks. Some of the Sunday night friends who are decorating the CBS Radio airways with merriment are our Miss Brooks, America's favorite school teacher, and Santa Claus's favorite economist, Jack Benny. Then caught between Funny Trouble and Mistletoe is My Little Margie, Amos and Andy, and Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, of course. You'll meet them all, you'll laugh at them all, and you'll enjoy spending the holiday season at the Star's address, CBS Radio. Well, yesterday, Harry Henderson was selected as honorary Santa Claus for the big Christmas party tomorrow, but there was a big mix-up involved, and Harry was sure they'd select someone else instead.
Oh, it's all right now, Mr. Jacobs. I explained the whole story to Mr. Harry, and he explained it to the committee, and now Mr. Harry's going to be Santa Claus after all.
Well, that's just wonderful. Beulah, it's amazing how you straighten things out.
Beulah.
Be right in, Miss Alice. Excuse me, Mr. Jacobs. Got to serve breakfast now.
Morning, Beulah.
Morning, Miss Alice. Morning, Mr. Santa Claus.
Beulah, Santa Claus wants some breakfast. After all, I've been riding the sled through the snow all night. Up, Dancer! Up, Prancer!
Oh, my goodness. I must say, everyone's in good spirits this morning, huh?
Good spirits? Well, why not? Golly, I never thought I'd be chosen honorary Santa Claus. And, of course, if it hadn't been for our Beulah, I wouldn't have been either. She's the girl who made the whole thing possible.
Oh, Mr. Harry.
No, that's the truth.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, bless my little heart.
Well, Mr. Henderson's right, Beulah.
Yeah, and just to show my appreciation, Beulah, you name what you want most for Christmas, and we'll have it under the tree for you on Christmas morning.
What are you laughing at? Mr. Henderson means it.
Excuse me, folks, but I was just wondering how you'd be able to gift-wrap my boyfriend, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I'll pick out something myself, then.
Yeah, but right now I've got to be shoving off.
Santa Claus has to rent a costume to see about getting a sled.
Oh, dear, you'll probably have to chase all over town, huh?
I bet I can save you a lot of time and trouble, Mr. Harris.
Well, how's that, Beulah?
Well, I could sew up a Santa Claus outfit in no time at all.
Oh.
And Bill could get a sled and fix it up real nice with Christmas decorations.
Oh, that's wonderful, Beulah. Oh,
gee, that would save a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Well, then let's get started, Mr. Harris.
Fine. I think there's a tape measure on the back of this doorknob. Yep, here it is.
Good. You call out the measurements, Miss Alice, and I'll mark them down.
Okay,
Alice, your model husband is ready to model.
Yes, all right. Now, Beulah, chest 41.
Chest 41.
Hip 41.
Hip 41.
Waist 42.
Waist 42. My goodness, Mr. Harry, you got an hourglass figure. Only trouble is, most of the sand seems to be stuck in the middle.
Well, I wasn't standing quite straight. All right, there. Go on, dear.
All right, now let's really measure the waist this time, huh? Oh, now stand still, honey.
Honey, I'm sickly. Stop that.
Harry, I've got to find out what...
No.
Honey. Harry, all I can see is that it's 40-something.
No.
I can't tell 41.
Cut it out.
I don't blame you, Miss Alice.
No.
If my waist were in the 40s, I'd be dead silly, too.
Oh.
Oh, there's my boyfriend. Come in.
It's Bill, baby. You're burning. Blazing hunk of love that's on fire.
Well, come on in, you great big false alarm.
Hey, but what is that you're sewing there, baby?
Well, can't you guess what I'm sewing, Bill? This is red flannel, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And Christmas is coming, isn't it?
Well, if that ain't sweet, you make me some long underwear.
Bill, this is Mr. Harry's Santa Claus suit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's way too big for Mr. Henderson, baby.
Well, it's got to be big, Bill. Mr. Harry's going to stick a lot of pillows and things in there to make him round, you know, like Santa Claus.
Yeah, but he wouldn't need any, baby, if he was built like me. Just look at me, honey. Mm. Oh, that's solid.
Uh-huh. Solid slab. You know, that gives me an idea, Bill. Now, if this suit will fit you, it'll be perfect for Mr. Harry and a lot of stuffing. How about slipping it on, huh?
Okay, honey. I'll just pull it on over my suit here.
Yeah, but be careful now. It's only basted together.
Okay.
I got it on the pattern yet. Oh, easy with those pins now.
Say, what's all these pieces of newspaper pinned on it for?
Well, it's a pattern, Bill. I cut it out of the newspaper. How does it feel?
Well, it feels okay around the news reports, but... But it's kind of loose back here in the classified section.
Well, let's just slip the coat on now, huh?
Okay.
There.
Life show is funny. I just dropped in to tell you about the sled I found for Mr. Henderson. And I'm all dressed up like Santa Claus.
Oh, there's that Oriole from next door. You better take off that Santa Claus outfit, Bill.
Say, let's play a trick on that dizzy woman.
What do you mean?
I'll bet that Oriole still believes in Santa Claus.
Yeah?
I'll keep this suit on and see what she says.
Okay, Bill. Here, put these whiskers on, too.
Okay.
This ought to be fun, huh? Get behind the door there, Bill.
Okay. I'm all set now.
Come on in, Oriole.
Hello,
Oriole.
Fabula, I just got here to tell you.
Oh, Oriole, suppose I told you that Santa Claus is right here in this room. What would you say?
Oh, I was going to say.
Well, that's a right nice, intelligent remark. Anyway, Oriole, just look at the back of you. There's Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, little girl. Merry Christmas. Of course I'm really Santa Claus. Oh, ho, ho. Have you been a good little girl this year?
Uh-huh.
And have you been kneeling by your bed and saying your prayers?
No, I've been saying my prayers under my bed.
Now, that's a silly way to pray.
Not if what you're praying for is to find a man under there.
Oil, why don't you ask him to put something in your stocking?
I will not. He put something in my stocking last year and hurt my toes when I walked around. And besides, Santa Claus can't even come down my chimney.
Why, sure I can, little girl.
I bet you can't.
I'll bet I can.
All right, I'll bet you a nickel.
Okay, it's a bet. Now, what makes you think I can't come down your chimney?
I haven't got any chimney. Come on now, give me the nickel.
Okay, here you are, little girl.
Goodbye now, Beulah. And thanks again for the nickel, Bill.
Bill? Well, she knew me all the time.
And she made 5 cents on the deal.
Beulah?
Yes, Miss Allen?
What's Mr. Henderson?
Well, as soon as he got home, he rushed right upstairs to try on his Santa Claus suit. Think I hear him coming down now.
Alice? Beulah, take a look. How do you like me as good old St. Nick?
Let's see this.
How do you like?
Oh, honey, you look so funny.
Well, what in the world's wrong? I put in a lot of stuffing.
Oh, Mr. Harry, All that stuffing belongs in front.
Oh. Shift it around. There. That's better. Say, now, how would you like to hear Santa Claus' speech?
Oh, well.
You see, I have a few words to say to the crowd after the mayor welcomes me.
Yeah, but go on, let's hear it.
Yeah, but it feels funny talking through this big beard.
What's that?
Ladies and gentlemen, and all you kiddies,
This is the happiest day of the year. Annual Santa Claus is filled with joy, good cheer,
What else am I filled with?
Two pillows, three sweaters, and an army blanket.
All right, go on with your speech, Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, indeed, this is a wonderful night. And I wish to thank you all.
The soon night, Santa.
Thanks.
Honey, are you catching a cold?
Oh, I don't think so. Where was I?
Oh, yeah. But I can't stay here long because Santa has lots of work tonight. I have to go east.
You're allergic to it.
Oh, that's fine. That's just dandy. I'm some Santa Claus. I'm allergic to my own
Honey, this is terrible. You gotta wear a beard if you're Santa Claus.
I know.
Well, there's only one solution, Mr. Harry.
What?
Leave all your presents home and fill up your bag with Kleenex.
Happy holidays are ahead. In fact, just around the corner, and along with the season of good cheer, come the gaily wrapped presents, the tinsel, pine trees with their shiny lights, and the red and green decorations that are all an integral part of Christmas. With all of this comes another need, the need for safety, the need for prevention of accidents in your home, the need for careful disposal of paper wrappings, the need for caution with those Christmas tree lights and candles. Just a little time and a little care can prevent many needless accidents. Remember, one thoughtless act can cause an accident or a fire. Be sure you make these holidays happy ones by prevention and caution. Have a Merry Christmas, have a happy holiday, and above all, have a safe one.
Poor Mr. Harry. He's had none but trouble since he tried to become honorary Santa Claus. Speaking of Santa Claus, I sure hope he's good to all of you this evening, wherever you are. And from all of us to all of you, a very Merry Christmas.
Part of Harry Henderson is played by Hugh Studebaker, Alice Henderson by Mary Jane Croft, Oriole by Ruby Dandridge, Bill by Ernest Whitman, and Beulah, of course, by Amanda Randolph. This is Johnny Jacobs speaking. CBS Radio is just the place to meet Mr. McNutley, and when you meet Mr. McNutley, you're saying hello to Ray Milland, who assumes the role of this absent-minded but charming professor, who's the talk of the campus and the delight of America. If you want to know what he's up to next, well, just stick around on CBS Radio and you'll meet Mr. McNutley later tonight over most of these same stations. You've been listening to The Beulah Show, brought to you transcribed from Hollywood.
This is the CBS Radio Network.